Part 4. You will hear 6 short items. You will hear each once. Answer questions 20 to 25.
20. Wildlife at Chernobyl.
Wildlife is abundant around the site of the Chernobyl nuclear plant, despite the presence of radiation released by the world's most catastrophic nuclear explosion nearly 3 decades ago. Ian Smith, Professor of Environmental Science at the University of Portsmouth, said that they were very surprised to discover that the number of wild boar, elk and deer in the Chernobyl exclusion zone today are about the same as those in 4 nearby uncontaminated nature reserves. Wolves, which are commonly hunted in the region because of their impact on livestock, were 7 times more abundant within the exclusion zone. Professor Smith said that they had come to the following conclusion. Human activity, such as agriculture, forestry, and urbanization, damage wildlife far more than the world's worst nuclear accident.
21. Annual Report.
Welcome to our annual general meeting, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start by congratulating our Oslo-based team for the sterling work they've been doing this year. As you know, the Norwegian capital has been working on a new strategy to ensure that the city will be free of fossil fuels by 2050. The strategy includes energy resources, energy production, as well as the energy distribution and consumption across all sectors. There is a particular focus on transport, which accounts for 60% of Oslo's carbon emissions. Our team has assisted the municipality of Oslo as field experts and sector managers. As such, we've assisted in the development of an implementation plan for this ambitious project. We've also been involved in writing the strategy report and doing the subsequent cost-benefit analysis of 10 prioritised measures. Good job, ladies and gentlemen.
22. Cows, farts and methane.
It's official then. Farting is killing the planet.
Is this another one of your rude jokes?
No, mate, I'm serious. Think about it. Methane, the gas that gets produced when ruminants fart, is responsible for 14% of global warming.
You reckon?
Hmm.
Is this really true?
Oh, yeah. And methane is 25 times more potent than CO2. So the more meat you eat, especially beef, because cattle are bigger and they fart more, see, the more you contribute to the production of methane. And that, in turn, contributes to global warming. In fact, did you know that the carbon footprint of a vegetarian is half that of a meat eater?
Ugh, I'm not having this discussion again. I am not giving up meat, okay?
I'm just saying, farting, otherwise known as flatulence, is killing the planet, mate.
23. The Amazing Oryx.
Good morning, everyone. Settle down, please. Today, we're going to look at ways in which some mammals have adapted to survive in extreme environments. Meet an antelope called the oryx.
Oh, that's funny.
A herbivore, it lives in the desert and in the semi-desert scrublands of Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. As you can imagine, some of these areas can get extremely hot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the oryx has 2 unique mechanisms which help it to survive in the hot desert. First, they have an unusual circulation system in their heads, which helps them to cool the blood flowing to their brain through the capillaries in their nose as they breathe. Secondly, oryx are able to raise their body temperature up to 47 degrees Celsius. Now, why would they do that? Well, sweating would cause the animal to lose moisture. When it heats up its body, heat actually leaves their bodies for surrounding cooler air, thereby cooling the oryx down. Oryx can survive for up to 2 weeks without any water at all. They also have an excellent sense of smell, which enables them to detect rainfall 50 miles away. As you can imagine, this is a very important skill for an animal who lives in the desert.
24. A turtle conservation holiday in Greece.
Come to Greece for the holiday of a lifetime. A sea turtle volunteer project near the pretty town of Githio gives you the chance to make a positive impact on the survival of this amazing species. Greece is an important nesting destination for loggerhead turtles. But the giant sea turtles are threatened by tourist development, overfishing and pollution. With your help, our charity works to protect the turtles. Volunteering takes place mainly in the morning. The rest of your day, you're free to experience Greek culture, taste local food, swim, surf, and have fun in the sun. Accommodation is provided, and you'll get all the necessary training from the staff on site. You need to arrange your own flight to Athens Airport, where you will meet the tour leader and the other participants. Free transfer to and from Githio is arranged for you. Prices per adult start at €850 for 9 days, excluding flights. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today.
25. Nice day for a storm.
And hopefully some scattered showers just east of Perth. Now then, we've received so many queries after Hurricane Sandy hit that we thought we'd spend a couple of minutes explaining the difference between hurricanes, cyclones and typhoons. And it turns out there is no difference. Hurricanes, cyclones and typhoons are all the same weather phenomenon. We just use different names for these storms as they occur in different parts of the world. In the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific, people use the term hurricane. In the South Pacific and Indian Ocean, the same type of storm is called a cyclone. And in the Northwest Pacific, people refer to a violent storm as a typhoon. What causes these violent storms? A pre-existing weather disturbance, warm tropical oceans, moisture, and relatively light winds. If the right conditions persist long enough, they can combine to produce the violent winds, incredible waves, torrential rains and floods we associate with this phenomenon. And there you have it. Hope all this talk about storms doesn't disturb your sleep. Good night from us here at the Weather Bureau.